welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We're tracking down our first hour guests. Mark Taylor of the Trump Prophecies and Mary Colbert. We'll have them here in just a moment. Of course, over the weekend, a lot of interesting hoo-ha against the son of Donald Trump. I met with a lawyer, apparently, for the Russians. The Russians were trying to manipulate the deal because the Russians have blocked, as a counter to the American sanctions, the adoption of Russian babies. And, of course, this is how the meeting turned out. Of course, the initial start was that so-called the Russians teaser was that they say they, quote, had dirt on Hillary Clinton, which turned out to be nothing significant. So the meeting fell apart, and then the Russians tried to rescue it by saying we're going to try to negotiate something about adoption, which, of course, became nothing, and nothing followed up on it. It's amazing how the media are still playing this game with the Trump family, even though Trump Jr. is not involved in politics at all to any extent whatsoever. I mean, he handles the estate, and beyond that, there's no basis for this. But, of course, the other side are rabid, literally are rabid, trying to chase the whole idea that the Trump family had some connections to the Russians. And, in fact, it's the exact opposite. The Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton not only sold 20% of her uranium from Oregon. Wonderful. Welcome back, Mark and Mary.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to get an update on some of the places you two wonderful people have been talking about the Trump prophecies. Trump just came back from the G20, and, of course, the alternative media and the regular media is telling the truth, but the regular media is going crazy, calling it the G19, that he was an odd man out, when, in fact, he led the whole thing in so many different ways in terms of interactions with Germany, an agreement with Russia to try to go after ISIS, so many agreements with Xi, with trade, to try to put the squeeze on North Korea. I constantly am amazed at the statesmanship of Trump and how he's moving forward on so many fronts, and I'm almost certain that the Republicans know that they can't go back to take their August recess unless they actually solve this to some extent. It's not going to be perfect for health care, so they can move on with tax reform to get the economy going, because we're on the precipice of an economic catastrophe as well as health care catastrophe, which is actually happening right now unless we do this. So I'm just amazed at how much Trump is getting done. What's your assessment, Mark?
Well, mine so far, I mean, it was an absolute success as far as Trump is concerned in the G20. I mean, me and Mary had a national prayer call, or, you know, Mary's. We were on it the other day, the morning he was meeting with Vladimir Putin, and we had it an hour before he came on. And I had wrote a prophecy back in last year, and it was called Full Circle. And I wrote it October in 2016, and it talked about the relationship between Russia and America would begin to mend, that they would go after ISIS, they would obliterate ISIS, and that basically that they would also go after those who would be behind ISIS, the New World Order. They would expose it and take them on and take them out. Now, interestingly enough, I just saw where they released an article on Vladimir Putin, how he just came out and exposed the Rothschilds and the New World Order.
Wow.
So God can use anybody he wants. I mean,
what did he say? What did he say specifically? I'd like to know, because obviously, the globalist bankers have it in for the rise of a Russia that's even just vibrant. You know, not, in other words, not in a catastrophic state. They have it very much against the idea of a rise of Asian powers like China, but particularly Russia. And I'm amazed to me that someone like Vladimir Putin would come up with a statement like that. But it makes total sense, because the Rothschild bankers have it in for Russia, don't they?
Yeah, he's exposing basically that the New World Order is in their final stages of their European master plan, and he exposes the New World Order and the Rothschilds that are behind it, and how France is in a state of emergency, United Kingdom's under martial law, all of this stuff right now, and he's exposing it, and he's telling them right now, you need to close your borders, basically. He's telling his European brothers and sisters that they must reject the globalist open border policies being pushed onto them by the elite.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, he's going right along with Trump's message right now.
What's amazing to me is that they did some polls, and I saw this in Tucker Carlson, of the European polling agency, and the viewpoints of the people are completely opposite the elites that are running Europe. It's very much, in fact, almost perfectly in line with the same viewpoints of the average conservative American, even in some ways more conservative. It doesn't fall in line with the left in America like the Democrats or the Rhino Republicans. What's amazing to me is that they're continuing to push this European and bureaucratic agenda in spite of the people, in terms of putting them in danger, not taking down some of the restrictions with Russia so they're losing trade. It's hurting all the economies except for Germany. And the people are starting to revolt. I mean, really, they had a conference recently in Sweden where they made it women only because they wanted to make sure they excluded Muslims, but they didn't want to say it was anti-Muslim because they know it would be only men would be attending. And, of course, there would be lots of rapes going on, so they just made it women only. This is the kind of craziness that's happening in Europe, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, Dr. Bill?
Yes, go ahead, Mary.
You know, what is interesting is how much the Catholic Church, unfortunately, is a part of this. I got an email from a gentleman who has forever been a Catholic, a practicing Catholic, and he wrote me, and he said, you know, Mary, he says, I've been a Catholic my whole life. And I love the Catholic Church, and I do too. He says, but I can't handle this build bridges, not walls. He goes, they're just preaching it from the pulpit, you know, the priests in there. Because in truth, this globalist movement, they're actually using the Pope and the Catholic Church to do this.
Well, the Pope is a globalist.
This is no attack. I'm not attacking the Catholic Church. Anybody who's Catholic listening, just hear me. I'm not attacking because there's a lot of good things about the Catholic Church.
A lot of good Catholics, actually. In fact, in general, Catholics are more pro-life than most Protestants. In general, Catholics are more willing to give when there's a need. But the problem is this, the leadership, and I had this discussion with Bennett Kelly, who's a hacker expert who didn't want to come on my show the first in many years, who decided not to come on the show, and he said, well, you know, you're attacking the Pope as a devil. I said, well, the Pope is trying to absolve people of abortion before they abort a baby that might have Zika virus. The Pope is actually pushing Chrislam, which is unifying a satanic religion called Islam with Christianity. And the Pope is bringing in a lot of policies that are completely against the canon of the beliefs of Catholics for generations. I was raised a Catholic. I'm not a Catholic now. I'm a Messianic Christian Protestant. But I can tell you, my Catholic relatives, if they are dead, would be rolling in their grave, and if they're alive, they'd be crying because this is ridiculous what's going on. And there's a lot of good Catholic American patriots and European patriots that are thinking, what's going on here? This Pope does not represent us. And I want people to kind of wake up and smell a coffee that this Jesuit Pope is a devil. He really is.
You know, and I know that the minute people hear that, because he's such a, quote, good man, and he seems to be so much for the poor, and that's where people have got, their discernment has got to come up, that just because somebody is, you know, be leery of the one the Bible says that everyone speaks well of. And here, you know, that people really, like, idolize this guy and think that he is, you know, this holy person, you know, sent down from heaven. And that's not to say that he doesn't be honored and respect for the position that he's in, but he isn't the ultimate say. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate say. And I would like to see more Christians listening to the Holy Spirit, and they'll be amazed what they will learn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Where do you think things are going? Because between now and August, we have to pass the health bill. It's already killing people, Obamacare. There's no doubt in it. There's death panels. There's people can't use their insurance even though they have it. The voter, the insurance rolls where people actually can go and have alternatives to health insurance. The premium costs are going through the ceiling. People are being denied care. I honestly think that this crisis is a crisis of the soul of America, and healthcare is a good example that Americans have to take care of each other. They have to make sure costs are reasonable so everybody can afford to have a reasonable insurance to take care of themselves and also do preventive care. What I see happening... Yeah, go ahead.
My husband is Dr. Don Colbert. He's been a practicing physician for 35 years, and 20 years ago, he left the insurance industry. He left Medicare, Medicaid, and the insurance. He saw the handwriting on the wall that if they can control you with their health, we just by looking at what's happening with this baby over in Europe, If they can control their health, they can control you.
Right.
And that's why, really, the church has got to rise up with the attitude of, you know, there's self-pay, there's, you know,
You can have cooperatives, too. I saw some doctors in Kansas, and there are hundreds of doctor groups that repeated it. So it would cost, like, something like $40 per month for an adult and $20 for a child to go and get basic primary care, including lacerations and doctor visits and everything. It wasn't expensive if you had these cooperative care organizations where you didn't have insurance.
Well, it's not really that expensive just to see a doctor.
No.
You know, really, truly, you know, as a physician, just an office visit to see the doctor for a quick office visit really isn't that much money. And the amount of money you're paying each month and these high premiums is nuts unless you're really, really sick. If you're one of these people that has to be at the doctor every other day, that's completely different. But if you're somebody that you're relatively healthy in your family, these insurance programs, you know, really are just padding the insurance industry money.
Right.
I believe in the health savings account. You know, people could get disciplined enough to have just a health savings account. When the kids go to the doctor or you need to go to the doctor or the wife needs to go, they're going to save themselves a whole lot more money than paying, you know, and just have catastrophe. We have catastrophe insurance.
Exactly. And that also means you're in the driver's seat. You don't take mandatory vaccines. You don't
That's
take.
That's exactly right.
Wait, I made a joke a few weeks ago, and somebody sent me a picture of CVS, and the P on the pharmacy was gone at night, so you could see CVS pharmacy. Of course, I made up the term pharmacy instead of pharmacy, because a lot of drugs are given because the big insurance companies, the big drug companies, the doctor organizations, or drug salesmen are pushing drugs like crazy. Many of them are inappropriate. Many of them shouldn't be given to anybody.
That's exactly right.
Like amiodarone and HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, calcium channel blockers. And some drugs are inappropriate, like Abilify is not even certified for children, but you see it in children all the time. So what we're seeing going on is the medical profession has lost their way. And
they have.
And by the way, this healthcare mess that we have now since Obamacare is also destroying medical practices. And a lot of the doctors that are going to leave practice, they're not going back into practice.
No.
And they haven't controlled malpractice costs. They haven't controlled drug costs. They haven't controlled insurance. You know, it's nuts. I've mentioned on the show that 20 years ago I did a locum. I took over the four general internist practice and the intensive care unit at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center for four doctors. So I had many, many thousands of patients. I had, I think, 600 diabetics alone. Okay? I had a huge practice. And I worked in the ICU at night. And I got paid $60 an hour with no health benefits. Well, when we were taking care of people in the ICU, their average charges were $32,500 to $70,000, $80,000 a day. One patient was up to $90,000 a day because they were in an artificial coma with a cardiac assist pump, intubated, and on dialysis to try to keep them alive because they had enough insurance to do that. And if you can actually live long enough on in the ICU, and we can transfer you to Vencore of America, you had a 85% chance of going home in 6 months and only 15% were ventilator dependent. So if you have enough money, you're going to survive. If you don't, they literally cut off your ventilator and you're dead. And now people may
well, what's
going to
happen, though, with the that's what's happening with the insurance companies, though. They're looking at the bottom line and saying, no, you're not going to get that treatment. We're not paying
but,
for it.
But
no,
if they have enough insurance,
remember
now, it's like the mafia. If they have enough insurance, they're going to continue. The insurance companies want to sell these high-ticket policies. We call Cadillac policies. The problem is in Canada, and socialized what we call single-payer systems, like called Sander Claus wants to push Bernie Sanders, they kill you. They kill you in Britain, in Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They kill you because they decide that you are no longer fit to live, and they decide from your age and your Apache score in the ICU.
That's exactly right.
You're dead. I mean, they're just going to withdraw care or start giving you narcotics and kill you.
The time to be a people of faith, isn't it?
Well, you know, a lot of
you really better be a.
You know, I think the word faith is very close to the word a people of facts. How's that?
Yeah, that's right.
A people of facts. So where do you think things are going, Mary and Mark, between now and the fall? Because I see Trump rising. I think this latest attack against Trump's son about this meeting with his Russian attorney is so ridiculous. And they use the term now. It's called a nothing burger. This is obscene. This is not news. This is a kind of a character attack to try to say that anything associated with Trump, even his 10-year-old, 11 now, an 11-year-old son, is an obscenity. This is not news. This is something where the FCC licenses for CNN needs to be pulled. This is something where people that are leakers need to go to jail.
Totally
not just Reality Winner, just what this idiot that went and leaked information as a member, she says she's a member of Al-Qaeda from Georgia. What we have is a situation.
Freedom of press should not mean freedom to lie, freedom to slander. That should not
freedom to launch a coup. It's what's called an intel media coup is what it is.
Right. I agree.
So, Mark, where do you think things are going to go between now and the fall with President Trump and Mike Pence? Because I see him unfunding Planned Unparenthood. I named them correctly now, Planned Unparenthood. They get $500 million a year from taxpayers like me that are pro-life, which I don't want my money going to kill babies. They say that it's not a major part of their thing, but every day at Planned Parenthood facilities, Unparenthood facilities, across the nation, there's, I think, 300 to 500 babies that die. That's the numbers I've hearing.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're going to see happening, I mean, he defunded Planned Parenthood, I think, at the federal level, if I'm not correct on that. But I think you're going to see it get thrown back to the states. But you're going to see this whole thing with the Supreme Court start to kick in, because I know there's rumors flying around about this impending retirement of a justice, which nobody can really know who yet. I've heard both Ginsburg and Kennedy's name being thrown out there.
Yeah, I think both of them are actually going. I discern from what I've heard indirectly that Kennedy is just not capable of keeping up with the strain, and that Ginsburg actually has health problems.
Right.
She's not physically capable of doing it.
Well, and that's where the prophetic word I wrote about the Supreme Court is going to start to kick in. So, I mean, you're seeing it take place right now. Once the court is reformed, then God himself will take on that case called Roe versus Wade, and that's when you'll see it overturned, and it'll get kicked back to the states. So you're seeing a chipping away process at this now. You know, they tried to defund Planned Parenthood at the federal level. I think they defunded the UN, something or other, to do with abortions or something like that. So he's chipping away at all of this stuff. So
that's the Montreal.
It's
called
crumbled.
Yeah, that was called the Montreal protocol that was actually signed back over to turn it on. The very first thing that Barack Obama, I call the Abominator, did. Before he did any other executive orders was to reactivate, which was deactivated by George Bush Jr., the Montreal thing where Americans would pay for abortions in Kenya, the home country of Barack Obama. Not America, by the way, Kenya. There's actually a memorial there in Kenya where his grandmother will say, yeah, we're so proud of our president grandson who's running America.
Right. That's where I think it's headed. I mean, you're going to see the abortion thing. We're chipping away at it, and eventually it's going to come down to Roe versus Wade being overturned.
Yeah, that's God gave me a book when I traveled with a prophecy called Abortion to Armageddon. If you don't think it's a central issue to God as to why he's going to bring judgment on nations, you're not paying attention. Back in a moment.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations, and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio starting this May 2017.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
One of the things that people need to understand is the power of prayer. And Mary, you have a prayer call. I'd like you to explain it. You also have a website where you're trying to pray around the clock. I think it's prayer that brought in Donald Trump and Mike Pence. I think it's prayer that's going to get rid of abortion in America, especially funded by Christians. I think if states continue to push abortion, those states are going to face physical judgment, like California with a superquake, or other states that do evil things in God's eyes. God will bring judgment upon them and upon their lands if they do not repent. And America, if it nationally repents and gets rid of Roe versus Wade, then the judgment will come off the nation and onto only specific states that continue to do this abomination and provide the food, as you mentioned on the break, Mark, the food for Baal is the blood of the innocents, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what people have to understand over America. Baal is the strong man over America. And it's you know, kind of a gruesome way to put it, but it's just truth, is that the aborted babies is the food source for Baal. And
right.
Once Roe versus Wade is overturned, I believe that entity will now be destabilized and will come down.
Right. But it also means that those states that continue to do abortion that are state-funded, like California and Oregon, which have now just passed a new law, they're even going to fund abortion from illegals. They have to just walk to an abortuary, and the state taxes, which includes Christians, are going to pay for those abortions at no cost to the abortee, the woman that has aborted of her baby. So
right, and that's what you were saying earlier, is that once Roe versus Wade gets dealt with, a death blow at the federal level, it would kick back to the states, and now what we saw on a federal level basically will now move to the states. So what we saw, like when Obama was in office nationally, you will see on a state level now. It's going to depend on the state, like you said earlier, where if it's a righteous state, they will prosper. But if it's a state that's still engaged in some of this stuff, you know, feeding Baal, so to speak, committing abortion, then that's where we're going to have issues. Now, that's where the national prayer call comes in, and that's what we're asking people for help with. And I'll let Mary kind of touch on what her website is and what it actually is and what it does.
Right. Go ahead, Mary.
Sure. It's you can go to marycolbert.us, and you can sign up for the email list, and we will notify you when there's a national call. But we have people on there. We have several prayer chains going, different days, different times, and it's listed on that website so that you can join in and pray. one of the things I know Mark is driven with right now is he's concerned about California and Florida. And we really want to get more people involved on the prayer from Florida and California. And we're looking for prayer hosts of people who feel compelled to lead the prayer and however they want to do it. They can go to my website, marycolbert.us, and they can get that information and sign up for the email.
Right. But there's a couple things I'd like to mention. When you say about this going back to the States, I have a great deal of expertise in regular and classified information about astrophysics and geophysics and the oceanography, and most of the super volcanoes are under the oceans. I recently watched a movie called The Coming Convergence. Now, there are parts that would kind of drag, but they had some really, really high points. They didn't get into too much specifics about setting times and dates, which is good, because I want them to see the grand convergence of various events. What they need to understand, this is something that I've literally, God showed me scientifically and supernaturally this is correct, that the gravity waves from deep space with the planetary alignments of Jupiter and Saturn, which are occurring with the Maunder, a mini ice age period, which are now entering, and by 2019, 2 years from now, it'll be fully hitting us. It started in 2014. Number two, the approach of the Nibiru, the dwarf star, which is out in the outer Oort cloud, 0.73 light years out, is sending in gravity waves that are increasing the nuclear activity under all the planets in the heliosphere of the sun, putting out higher energy and also causing not only the silencing of the number of sunspots, but increasing the danger of major, we call sun explosions, called CMEs. The gravity waves, when they hit the unstable nuclei of ringwoodite, which is a rock in the mantle, it releases water, and water is the source of all magma for volcanism and earthquakes. So when Jesus said, I'm going to see earthquakes in diverse places, dramatically increases in volcanism and tsunamis, we have the thing called the movement of the croton. The croton is a large fault line that runs all the way from near Vancouver and Seattle, all the way across like a big axe right across the United States toward Georgia and Missouri in the area of the superquake about 200 years ago. That croton moved last week at a 5.8 earthquake at the upper zone of the supervolcano in Yellowstone. We're on our way to something major happening in America very soon. NutraMedical's Nutru Silver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of NutriMedical's advanced technology. Topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bell's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or Quantitative Resonant Magnetic Test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations on normal standards. Why is Dr. Bill's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bill to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaminerAlMix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin for your family. We talked about this last week with David Dees, that the 2018 is the year when the globalists plan on pulling the world currencies. So expect during the midterm elections to try to disable the advances that Trump's making, because a multipolar world where Russia and China have to make deals to get rid of their dangerous support of, say, North Korea, where we have trades that prevent wars, where we end up with preventing the spread of nuclear weapons, biological and chemical weapons, can only happen if someone like Trump isn't present. What they don't want Trump or anyone like Trump to be there, because they want wars, they want devastation, and they actually want a nuclear war. And the picture of the Economist that goes back, I think, 3 decades, was that 2018 is the year that they plan on pulling the world economy next year. They plan on having the mark of the beast in fully by 2020. I have this from my regular classified sources, and I can tell you, if Hillary Clinton had become president, all these things would transpire, and we would be forced to take a system of tracking, and it doesn't have to be a chip in you. It can simply be your biometrics that are registered, but you have to believe in their system of Gaia worship of the planet and abortion and human population reduction, because, of course, as a source of CO2, we're the cause of the death of the planet Earth. This is the whole thesis that the Pope, the United Nations, and all these nations in Europe have put forward, and this is something that Trump said, no, I don't agree with that. We want to stop polluting the oceans, so we'll stop killing the benthic layer, which is the carbon oxygen cycle. But the idea of population reduction or switching to carbon credit system and giving power to the United Nations to have a reaction force and a military that can go anywhere on the planet is anathema to the idea of independence of states and the trumping of our national law with international law by lawlessness and the devil. So what do you think, Mark? Because I think, and Mary, I think we're on the precipice of an economic war where next year it's going to get very, very vicious. I think this, I feel something terrible is coming between now and next year, the midterm elections.
Well, that part, you know, I'm not 100% on, you know what I mean? I think God's going to step in and prevent a lot of the stuff. I think America's still on track to be prosperous, you know what I mean? Because America's going to be protecting Israel because we've sided with Israel now. So, I mean, it all hinges on Israel. So, I mean, the prophetic word I wrote, America, America, talks about where, you know, all the seeds that America has sown is going to come back to harvest. We have never had our harvest here in the United States. So I think God has given America a reprieve. He's given us time. He's given us this money to set up for the end-time harvest, so to speak. So that's what I kind of see happening right now.
I agree.
Now, I'm not saying that they won't try and pull something.
That's exactly right.
I think that they'll try and pull something, you know.
Right.
Go ahead, Mary.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Mary.
No, I agree. That's just what I was going to say, what Mark said. I believe that there are going to be some attacks, and there's definitely going to be some things that's going to shake people up. But I think it may affect more of the world, more so of what's coming, than it will America. But I do think there's going to be some outside nations and countries that are really going to suffer in a major way. I do believe that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's already the case. For example, in the last few years, the Russian economy and the ruble has dropped to half its value. Many countries like Venezuela have completely collapsed, even though they're sitting on 7 trillion barrels of oil. Trillion. But, you know, outside of the oil in northern Iraq, it's the largest oil supply found on Earth. So we're dealing with a situation that is very, very fragile. The European community is all held together by bailing wire and chewing gum and by a bunch of dictator bureaucrats like Macron, who's a narcissistic maniac. I mean, he did ceremonies before the pyramid there at the Louvre and so on, that's clearly Masonic. And what people have to start understanding is that what's behind this is not just greedy or power-hungry people, it's satanic people. And that's why Pedogate is such an important thing. And I wonder if you can touch on that, Mary or Mark, because the 3,500-plus politicians and bureaucrats have already been jailed in America with Pedogate, and they're going up the chain of command all the way, and they eventually will get to Podesta and Hillary Clinton and others that are tied directly to this monstrosity, which again is tied directly to the issue of abortion and child sacrifice or child abuse.
Right. Again, you got to go back to who's the strong man over America, and that's Baal, and that's their feeding of Baal. But this 3,500 is going worldwide, because I saw they had a 900-person bust that went worldwide on this pedophilia thing, and now it's even in the Vatican now. And the Vatican's, what, number three man just got busted? They just literally got busted for having a gay orgy inside the Vatican.
That's right.
All of these things, that word I wrote, time is up for those who are corrupt, is coming to pass now, because it talked about the Clintons were going to go down, Obama was going to go down, people are going to go down, judges, senators, congressmen, and they're not releasing. There's been a 100% media blackout on this, on these arrests. The media's not reporting on it. It's only alternative media like yourself that's reporting on this.
Right.
So,
and that's because it's so sensitive
to
them.
Fast.
Yeah, it's so sensitive to them, they don't want to present it, right?
Right, correct. But you're seeing all that come to pass right now. So eventually, the names will leak out of who they are, because from what I'm hearing from some of my sources, that there are some names that everybody's going to know, you know, big names, and they're not releasing them right now because there's been a media blackout. But it will come to pass, and these people will, justice will be served.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You have to wonder, you follow the money in the media. You follow the money, and who owns who, and who owns ABC, who owns NBC, who owns MSNBC, because you follow the money. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to find where the money is where some of the connection is, and that's why it's being suppressed.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah. Now, the Trump and Pence, they're... It's my impression that as the bulletproofness and the failure of the Russiagate agenda by the left is failing, the chances and danger of them doing a physical attack or an attempted assassination against Trump are increasing. Now, Trump is not a novice in this. He's worked in New York City. He wears level 3 body armor. He has his own private security force, in spite of having Secret Service as well. Last fall, during the election cycle, they had a gentleman show up at his Trump Tower. They apprehended him, his own security force, and it turned out he had a Glock that had no serial numbers on it, and they weren't filed off. The only people that can get that, because I know I work with people in NSA and CIA, the only people that have Glocks that don't have numbers on them are intel agencies such as the FBI and the CIA. And then, so this is something as another sign. And by the way, this gentleman that they apprehended, apparently, according to the records, was dead 5 years and received a honored burial as a former FBI agent doing some major operations. So what we're seeing is the deep state are desperate, and that's why we need to pray for protection over Trump. We also need to pray that he starts to make a more public testimony of how God's leading him. I'd like to see him have a fireside chat and maybe lead it with a prayer at the beginning of the chat, maybe a scripture. I think it would be a really good thing for him to start doing that, rather than just his tweets, which he needs a tweet filter, because some of them are what I call below the level of a president. But I don't say he shouldn't do tweets, but he should have a tweet filter, either his wife or his media people. But I think the idea of having a fireside chat with a prayer and a scripture would be an excellent idea to wake you to get America back on track. What do you think?
Well, Mary's on his spiritual advisory board, so she can comment on that better than I can.
Well, no, actually, there's some talk going on like that within the White House right now. He has assembled some people that are very strong faith people, and you're going to start seeing more and more of that coming out.
If he did, for example, like if he did a Twitter video or a Facebook or YouTube video and put it out live, like I do live stream right now, and we do live stream broadcasts, and we can do it with you, Mark, and Mary. It goes out live to everybody's iPhone, iPad, Twitter, et cetera. It can't be blocked. It goes all over the world. We can translate it in other languages. And if he did that in America and he entered, he opened it up with a, say, a scripture and closed it with a prayer and deal with real issues that people are really concerned about, number one, the healthcare issues would be dealt with. Number two, the idea that he's a racist or he's against any group, including, by the way, people need to know, we don't hate Muslims. We hate some of the things that some of the things they believe in. So we want to reform Islam so it no longer believes in the things that Muhammad believes in, which is Sharia law, jihads, honor killing, or genital mutilation. And if Americans, including Muslim Americans, put America first in the Constitution, which is Judeo-Christian, then a reformation can occur just like it did in the Middle Ages of the Catholic Church. They stopped killing people like the Albigensians in France. So, what I want to see is I want to see a president that says, yeah, I'm a pretty smart guy and I have lots of good advisors, but my chief advisor is God, and I'm going to open it with a prayer and close it with a scripture. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Just those of you listening, y'all pray about that, because we are really pushing for that.
And I know that you're on the advisory commission for the president. If he just did 20 minutes a week, I'd say 22, you know why? One for every Hebrew letter. If he did 22 minutes a week of a prayer that would go out on everybody's iPhone, iPad, and people could actually cross-index the topics of it and hear him speak, not just with the words of the president, because, you know, when someone operates in a position that God wants them to, God will give them the words to say and the advisors to write the speeches and to do it, so it'll touch people's, not people's intellect alone or their hearts, but it'll touch their soul. And see, that's the soul of America, is collectively us. If it touches our soul, God will protect us. If it doesn't touch our soul and we take action, it's called Shema, which is to hear and do. And it's not just hearing with your hearing eyes of your right or left brain. It's hearing with the ears of your soul and doing what God wants you to do. And when you do that, God empowers you and he protects you. And that's what we need collectively.
What you're basically saying is, acknowledge me in all of your ways,
right,
and I will direct your paths.
Exactly.
And so when we as a nation together acknowledge the fact that we are looking to our supreme creator, Father God, for direction in everything that we do, and we do that together. Now, that's kind of what we did. You learn about this in the book, The Trump Prophecy,
right,
that has just been released this past week. One of the things that you see is, one, God is still speaking, because God gave Mark such accurate words that you cannot deny it, from 2011. Number two, what you see is the body of Christ, when we come together in unity and we all get on the same page and unify together instead of picking each other apart and attacking each other, but when we come together on the same page, there is literally nothing impossible that we as a church can do.
Well, exactly.
And I think that's where we're at.
I'll give you an example of that. And then sometimes I've had people say, well, you're criticizing, you don't like Catholics or this group of Protestants. All of us have filthy clothes on us spiritually. All of us have things to repent of, whether it's Catholics or this group or that group of Protestants. And again, the problem is there's some a lot of well-meaning Muslims that won't be involved, but because of Taqiyya and Maruna, they won't turn in their fellows or they're afraid of a fatwa against their family or themselves. What we need to do is we need to say who is our God? Who is our Creator? Our Creator is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And He will cleanse us of our false belief systems and our lies, because relationship always trumps religion. I call real lies going on. If you have a relationship with God, He'll cleanse us of bad ideas. One of the problems is, if you're an advisor, say, to Donald Trump, and you think you're really wise because you've worked in two or three administrations, if you lean under your own understanding, you're ultimately going to screw up. But if you lean under the understanding of praying and asking God for His answer for the particular situation you're in, God will pivot and give you an answer that will actually work. And that's what we need to do. We need to have Trump start submitting himself and his high intelligence and all the high intelligence of his advisors to submit to God, and God will give him an answer that's godly and it'll work. Whether it's health care or taxes or international relationships or the reformation of Islam, so that Muslims here in America, and there's 161 imams got fired the first week they supported Trump and his travel ban because they didn't want extreme Muslims coming here. They realized if there's not a reformation of Islam, the 10.7 million Muslims, if there's many thousands or hundreds of thousands of dead Americans, they're going to be shoved into civil detention camps like the Japanese in World War II. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see good people be shoved into civil detention simply because we're literally at war with Islam as a major group, and we can reform it, just like when we reform many so-called astray Christian denominations, and there's a lot. There's a lot of Christian denominations that deny the Holy Spirit, deny that there's even a devil. I mean, there's surveys done by Christian churches that scare the heck out of me that they don't believe the basic tenets of what it is to be a Christian. Right? And we can reform them. We can pray for them, and we can pray them into the body rather than just attacking, right?
We had a friend of ours whose two close friends are both Lutheran priests. And they told me, they said, Mary, both of these Lutheran priests said to them, and this is straight from a family member,
right,
that Jesus isn't the only way to heaven. And that they don't believe that He is the only way to heaven. And these are two Lutheran priests.
Whoa.
So the absolute of the gospel has absolutely been lost. I mean, this is what people in the pews are listening to. They're listening to people that they think are authorities to the Bible. And then they have these priests get up and go, well, we don't actually believe, you know, that He is the only way.
Wow.
That to me is a big crisis.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? That's so shocking to hear this kind of thing. Again, remember it says that there's different churches, church types. For example, all these church types, by the way, are now either don't exist as a Christian city now in Turkey, but are all now turned to Muslim. So in other words, if you have apostasy, you'll lose your faith, your relationship with God. And America, to a great extent, has lost it. When I travel around the country, U.S. and Canada, on pro-life issues over the last 30 years, what I discovered was disgusting. I had the phone slammed in my ear so hard sometimes by Protestant churches that didn't want me to speak against Roe versus Wade and abortion that I think I was going to lose hearing. I had more response, by the way, than the Catholic churches, but I, of course, had to buy all the donuts and the treats and everything and set up all the chairs. But even in pro-life groups, I had them raise the issue of what about in the case of Down syndrome or certain birth defects. And I find it pretty, you know, this is the same issue that's come up with the Vatican, that they're going to absolve before they even do an abortion if a woman's positive with Zika virus, even if they haven't proven brain damage or tried alternative care to try to get rid of the virus so it doesn't destroy their brain or their vision. So what I see happening is an obscene loss of relationship with God. And America is now in a point of repentance. I really believe that your book, Mark, and your operations and prayer chain, Mary Colbert, that's M-A-R-Y, Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T.us, that prayer chain, this is a turning point for America. It's a time for God to send Trump Pence the trumpet of God and the time for repentance. That's what I believe their names mean. The trumpet of God and the time for repentance for America and a relationship. So a prayer, a 22-minute prayer, fireside by President Trump and Mike Pence would be good every week.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Couple glorious announcements. Today we're launching all our new websites, Clay and Iron, NutriMedical, and the upgraded and advanced Deagle Network, which include drop-down menus and special sub-menus for all our co-hosts like yourself, Mark Taylor and Mary Colbert. So you can actually have not only your own live stream event menu, but also a menu for all the podcasts, even the previous other ones you've done. We can send them to us and we'll actually post them on our servers, and they'll be put out in every platform on the planet through our RSS networks. So that's available and that's free. All we have to do is put a link back. I also have over in Clay and Iron the opportunity for us to put up your bookmark on our Clay and Iron website, so you'll get additional sales through there as well. So if you want to send me the pictures and the write-up, I'll post it up over at Clay and Iron so we can get some additional exposure there. We need to do these shows regularly because I think people need to realize that it's prayer that brings us forward. It brings us out. If there's one word I would say, no matter how bad things are, like, for example, the message that came out of the Great Convergence is things are bad and they're going to get a heck of a lot worse. I want to say that the same message that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had in the middle of the fire that was so hot it would burn bricks that were made in ancient Babylon. I want to say no matter how hot it is, it's not going to burn our spiritual or physical clothing, because the fourth man in the fire is the Most High God, and he's there as the Son of Light to actually protect us, not only with wisdom, but protect our physical and spiritual being from terror. And the terror is coming. Terror is coming, but believe me, the first set of that terror will be removed federally when Trump gets rid of Roe versus Wade. Then the judgment will fall on the states, and if the states don't repent, those states that don't repent, they're going to receive judgment. And I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see California struck with a superquake that kills 10 million people and drives millions out of the state in panic, trying to starve and run over the mountains to see if they can get away from the disaster and the forest fires and all the other horrors that are going to happen from broken gas lines. I don't want to see that, but it's coming. And the Californians that don't understand this, that are we call uber leftists or support abortion, I do believe it's important for a woman to control her when she gets pregnant. But once she has a pregnancy, that's a separate individual. She has no right to kill it. You know, I say the woman has a right to stay sterile or to control their pregnancies. They certainly don't have a right to kill the unborn. And if the unborn aren't protected, genetic engineering of the unborn to create super soldiers or the ubermensch like Spider-Man is our future. The future is to be overruled by what we call the ubermensch that Adolf Hitler talked about. So what do you think about that? You know, so judgment's going to start falling on the states. Go ahead.
One thing during the talk that you heard President Trump say is that Western civilization will not be broken. What he was referring to is our faith. He
right.
was referring to Western civilization as a Christian nation, and that's why we will not be broken. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear that, but that's exactly what he was referring to.
Right.
And we will not be broken because you're right. The fourth man is in the fire with us.
Right. I think that Trump is becoming a Christian. He just doesn't want to be bombastically saying, you know, hey, I spoke last night and God twittered me, you know. He
right.
twittered me in my dreams,
exactly.
You know. He said, Donald, you must say this either on the news or your fireside chat, but if you can have any influence to get him starting to do an on-camera fireside, probably with Mike Pence, who's got a very soft, shepherdly personality. The combination of those two men doing a fireside chat every week on camera would be phenomenal. It would calm the hearts of the world.
I'll tell you,
22 minutes for God every week. Donald Trump can get it in his schedule. He doesn't sleep that much. Maybe Mike Pence sleeps a little more. See, we need to have you back on soon. Let's talk after the show today, or give me an email and we'll give you some time in the next week or so. We need to have you on regularly to continue to pray, and that's marycolbert.us, the prayer chain. Get Mark Taylor's book. We'll have it on Clarion Iron soon.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host,